I first laid eyes on Lake Superior and the big country around it more than a decade ago. I drowned myself in its pleasures. Fishing for trout, hunting for mushrooms, picking berries in its pine-scented air. On my frequent returns to the lake country, I have been heartened to find that it remains as I first knew it. Uncommonly clear, still heavily forested, and bathed in exquisite stillness. You can hear a lynx scream. Follow the tracks of wolves hunting deer. Or sail along rock-strewn beaches without seeing a soul. I feel safe here. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, there's the sea as well. I like the ocean in all its moods, from stormy to still, white, gray, turquoise, blue. I can watch the surf crashing on the rocks for hours. On windless mornings, I can hear the skylarks circling above me as I walk down to the beach, my legs brushing through the drifts of wild mustard and cow parsley on the narrow path. And then there are the sunsets, pink and scarlet and gold, out beyond Wolf Rock over the tilt of the world. Nothing here is like where I came from originally. I don't want to leave, like I did there, all the time. I want to stay. Maybe forever. When you get discouraged, consider this fellow who dropped out of grade school, ran a country store, went broke, took 15 years to pay off his bills, ran for House, lost twice, then ran for Senate and lost twice.
I can't accomplish a thing of any human meaning or worth until we cure ourselves of slavery and end this pestilential war.
He had an unhappy marriage, delivered a speech which became a classic, even though the audience was indifferent. Despite all this, imagine how many people all around the world have been inspired by this awkward, rumpled, brooding man, whom became our 16th president and signed his name as Abe Lincoln. This book has grown out of the ideas, descriptions, and examples which the author has developed and refined over 15 years of delivering courses about business to students at London Business School and to managers in his capacity as management consultant. Its aim is to give a practical understanding of aspects of business, which are often seen as difficult, such as cash flow forecasting. Many of the vivid examples included are from small businesses because of their more accessible concepts, and may be read in any order. Horizons began to widen in early February. They always do. It is something about the lifting light and sky. Days no longer seem so abbreviated, in such a mad rush to reach their conclusion. Even in the architectural confines of Central Harrogate one afternoon, I saw hundreds of high, hollow, rectangular clouds stretching off indefinitely with the bumpy texture of old oak bark, filling the air with a psychedelic mob. "Look up," I wanted to say, but no one seemed to notice. People moved from shops and offices to cars bearing mobile phones, or stood bored and smoking, playing Candy Crush as they waited for buses. Raoul thrust out his hand to stop me in the doorway. He was carrying burgers in the pet crate, and the dog had started to snarl, a steady, menacing rumble like a tiny chainsaw. "What is it, buddy?" Raoul whispered. But for some faint rectangles of streetlight, the store was pitch dark. "Raoul, shh." He knelt and set the pet crate on the ground. "Burgers? What is it, huh? At least turn on the lights!" "Shh!" I shushed, but heard nothing besides burgers still snarling and the blood pulsing in my ears. You might think that loving yourself sounds a bit self-indulgent, But when you practice it fully, it puts more responsibility for your life on you. And so relieves the pressure on the people you love. Self-love is not narcissism or self-centeredness. It is a kindness to yourself and also to those around you. It means you won't go around looking for love in other people or things, or hoping that others will fill the emptiness you think you have inside. We can make the mistake of thinking that love only means romantic love, and that if we don't have that great romance in our life right now, it must mean we're unloved and unlovable.